Now let's check in with Dr. Pond. Find out what's the word this morning. Dr. Wayne Pond, what's on your mind?
The honorifics. Hey, just keep them coming. I just love it.
I do my best.
All right, guys. You certainly do, and you succeed gloriously. Good morning, Nikki. Ron, we're doing words that, let's say, they would be confusing to a non-native speaker, English being the difficult language when it comes to the difference between, well, yesterday's example, produce, which you buy in a grocery store, and produce, which is what Nikki does for the radio show in the morning. At least that's what she used to call herself, the producer of the radio show.
Among other things.
Among other things, that's right. Nikki, what happens when you give somebody a gift? Well, I'll give you an answer. You present the present.
Ah.
And there is your word of the day, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. As a verb, we say present. And as a noun, we say, oh, goody, I got a present. So try that one on for, you know, size when it comes to the difficulty, as I say, of learning English.
Well, here's another complicating factor. In the present, like in the present time. I mean, that's a third way to use it.
There you go. And doubtless we have fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth just waiting right outside that steel trap you call a control room. you know, waiting to get in and present themselves, you might say.
Sure.
So there's your word of the day, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. You can pronounce it any number of ways. I'm going to present you with a present. Oh, he presented me with a present.
In the present.
Yeah, in the present. That's right. Keeping all this in the present tense.
Presently. I'll be there presently. That's exactly right. All right, guys, there's your word of the day. Have a good one. Stay dry, okay?